they don't require you to build those what we call swaying flues. You get up in the law, cut a hole out like that, or that light, I don't say water light, but you know, close to the wall you want. Or they cut a hole out and they got stakes that they build on that giant up there and then going out through the law. But now that if you're going to build a flue, it's supposed to be built from the ground on up just like the chimney is. Right. It's dangerous of fire getting in the loft up there and from the pipe and cause, you know, fire. But if it goes up from the ground, then this pipe goes into the brick wall, then it's no danger about the cement stuff fall out between those bricks in the way while sparks could get into the log.
Mm-hmm. And talk about chimneys, what do you call that great big tall thing that you see at factories or plants that the smoke comes out of?
That's smokestack.
That's a smokestack. Chunks of wood that you put in your fireplace?
Back log.
And what about the wood that you use to start it, you know, the burn?
Well,
wood?
That's just the small the wood would be. It's like you got to cut down a big tree about like that, the larger, because of what size, you know, fireplace you have. You put them on there and that's to hold your heat, throw your heat out. Put that big log back there and then add your small wood to it, have your fire out, sit back and relax.
Is that small wood the same thing as kindling?
Yeah, well, it's kindling, and just like your limbs or the tree, and then a lot of your big wood, you would, you know, cord it up in the small quarters while you add it to that backlog, you call. Mm-hmm. That backlog just will save you we're burning so much small wood. Mm-hmm. You put on back log there, and the day, and you had to have mighty cold weather, but it would last you just about all day. Is that small wood burn out while you just continue add the small wood onto that back log? Mm-hmm. Maybe about late this evening, getting ready for night, that back log probably done burn enough. You pull it to the front and put another one on back there. That's saving your smaller wood.
Well, what about those things that you lay the wood across in your fireplace?
Called dog eye.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And when the wood burns down, what's that stuff that's left?
The ashes.
What color are those usually?
Kind of gray ashes. It burned just like you would cut down a tree or something, burned up that, you know, when all the coals and stuff done burned down, while you just got a bit of ashes there.
And what about that black stuff, you know, that'll form on the inside?
Soot. That's the smoke settling on the chimney, on the pipe, either one. That's you know, from the film of the wood sitting on the inside of that pipe or your